prevention levels. One of the many uses of epidemiology is to apply the information that is gathered to various forms of disease prevention. There are three categories of prevention, which are sometimes referred to as levels levels: primary, secondary, and tertiary. Primary prevention involves the complete prevention of a disease before any manifestation of the disease occurs, preferably before the occurrence of any preclinical changes that may lead to disease. Examples of primary prevention include health promotion programs, such as wellness programs, and specific protections, such as immunization. Secondary prevention refers to early diagnosis of disease so that treatment can begin as early as possible and prevent, to the extent possible, further consequences of disease such as complications, disability, and death. It includes skin testing in tuberculosis, mammograms for early detection of breast cancer, and stopping smoking in people with chronic bronchitis. Tertiary prevention seeks to improve quality of life by reducing disability and restoring function to the extent possible. It occurs after the disease is well established and may include rehabilitation and organ transplantation. Stages of the natural progression of a condition and their relationship to these prevention levels are depicted in Exhibit 2-2. Exhibit 2-2, Primary, Secondary, and Tertiary Prevention in Epidemiology. Adapted from drawing by M.J. Clark, Nursing in the Community. Norwalk, Connecticut, Appleton and Lang, 1992. These types of prevention efforts occur across various healthcare systems, including public health initiatives by the government as well as facility and health system efforts. They also include workplace programs to improve occupational health. IPs must be aware of and target these prevention levels as well, as they play a crucial role in IPC plans. In that area, these programs may take many forms, for example, vaccination programs to prevent disease transmission or HCP education efforts to reduce the incidence of HAIs,